The Lincoln County Commissioners met yesterday, and we welcome in Mr. Jerry Woodruff. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Tanner. Good to see you this morning.
You as well. It's already a little steamy outside.
Yeah, it's very hot and humid. I'm guessing the crops really like that, but guys my age really don't.
Yeah, you know, I go back to planting season, and it was, you know, there was sometime we had so much rain in May that maybe people didn't get their crops in quite as early as they wanted to, but I got to imagine this week, they're going to shoot up and be fully grown by the end of this week. I mean, I already saw corn last couple weeks that have tasseled out, and I'm sure most of it will be by the end of this week.
Yeah, this is pretty good weather for corn to grow and mature, and thankfully we get some of that weather because some of those fields that suffered a little hail damage, oof, they could use a little extra relief. Now, 101 may not be much relief, yeah, but that humidity might help it grow a little bit.
Right. Let's talk Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. Met yesterday. You had a public hearing. You're setting a date for a public hearing.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, we postponed some public hearings that we had scheduled. I did that primarily because we didn't have a full board when that occurred, and I'd sure like to have all five of us present because we all need to hear and experience some of that information that's likely to be presented then. But we've rescheduled it, for August 28th. That's Monday, August 28th, okay, at 10 a.m. There will be two public hearings. The first one, I think, will be on the solar energy, from the decommissioning of those units when they are not serviceable anymore. That will be the stipulation in there. And then the second one on the wind energy, that will be talking about some of the new setbacks and such that the Planning Commission has proposed to add to the regulations. And I suspect we'll have a fair bit of discussion in that regard, pros and cons, and that's good. That's what those public hearings are for.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, they're going to be probably, these things can be neighbors to you. So if you've got pro or con for it, come to those public hearings, and that's what they're for. So, and usually those are publicized times, all the information's available on when they're going to be. So make sure you show up.
Yeah. Keep in tune as far as some of the publications, but mark it on your calendars, August 28th at 10 a.m. in the commissioner's room. We have set aside a significant amount of time as needed for those. And again, it's really a good opportunity for not only us commissioners, but for the public to kind of hear the pros and cons. And I think that that'll be really good. And we expect to have a good attendance.
I would think so. You guys are going to be touring a project south of Sydney.
Yeah, Commissioner Weems and I are in the initial stages of trying to set up a tour of a wind farm that is in progress at their current time. This is south of Sydney. Actually, it's around Pete's, Colorado. But feet on the ground, seeing the distance between the towers and some of those things that are particular to the construction, I think would be very insightful for me, I'm sure. I've driven by quite a number of those wind farms in my travels across the U.S., and I've often wanted to get a little closer look. And this will afford me that opportunity. But Kent and I are making plans to take a trip up there and have a look at that. Hopefully all of the commissioners get to make that trip, but in accordance with the Open Meetings Act, there can only be two of us in one place at a time for that type of an event. So we'll see if we can kind of juggle and get all of us up there to have a look at it. But Kent and I are just trying to find the best time that we can go up there and have a look, kind of survey it with our own eyes, get an idea of what this is all about.
Is that a big project there?
I think it's a pretty good sized project. I haven't had the opportunity to speak with those folks personally. Deputy County Attorney Tyler Volkmer has had some discussions with them, and he's kind of leading the way as far as getting us in contact with them. And it'll be pretty much a learning experience for us when we go up there.
Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners talking with us today. You also had Emergency Management Director Brandon Myers give his quarterly report.
Yeah, Brandon comes in and gives us his quarterly report, and it's pretty obvious that they don't take a lot of time off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that he and Joanne are involved with, and that's good. That's why they're there. Fortunately, a lot of what they've been doing now is training and monitoring. We haven't had an awful lot of big emergencies that have required them to be on site like we could have. There were a few minor wildfires, the big flooding down in the southwest part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's in his district as well. They were involved with some of the issues as far as getting things kind of straightened around as that flood water receded. But no, Brandon comes in and gives us his quarterly report, and hopefully here in the near future we'll be making plans to build use the money that's been set aside and get him the building that he needs to have to store that mobile response unit that he is working on. And
are you still taking bids for that?
Is the bidding process. I'm not exactly sure when we open those bids, but it will be coming up. I should probably know that, but I'm guessing in the next week or two.
Okay.
We will be opening those bids and we can continue on with that project, hopefully.
And it looks like you might have put a button on the property valuation protest job.
I believe we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yesterday we had we had four of them. I believe that there were some recording errors.
Gotcha.
Numbers were transposed or math wasn't exactly right. And those have to be absolutely right, spot on, correct. And that was something we just finished up four of those. Which out of the number of protests that we went through, if there was only four of them that had something transposed a little odd on them, I call that a victory.
That's right. Very, very good. Lincoln County Board of Commissioners met yesterday. Jerry, anything else that you want to mention from the meeting?
Well, I think that's about it. But do keep in mind that those public hearings on the regulations for the wind farms, solar, and the solar energy, public hearings.
Yeah.
Be sure and mark your calendars if you have interest in those projects. Be sure and come on August 28th, 10 a.m.
Very good. Jerry, thank you for your time as always. Have a great day. Stay cool, all right?
Well, I'm going to sure try to. And if you get run out of things to do, you can come out and help me mow.
Very good.